Unit test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. This man is experimenting in the lab. B. This man is taking an exam. C. This man is trying to find stem cells. D. This man is making a mistake.
Number 2.
A. They are working together. B. They look identical. C. They are debating about cloning. D. They are interested in cloning.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 3.
How was the biology midterm exam?
A. Hey, knock it off. B. There you go again. C. I am good at history. D. I goofed up the whole exam.
Number 4.
Did you answer question number 5?
A. Really? In fact, I heard about cloning. B. Don't show off. C. Sure, that was a real pushover. D. I'll fill up the answer sheet.
Number 5.
What if a monster was born because of a scientist's mistake?
A. I think cloning is unnatural. B. Some mistake might occur, but it won't happen. C. Let's finish our talk about cloning. D. Lamb stew is on the house.
Number 6.
Which exam should we cram for next?
A. We should study history for tomorrow's exam. B. See you tomorrow and good luck. C. I'm not feeling very well. D. The tables will be turned.
Listen and answer each question. Number 7.
Jack, what do you think about cloning?
I don't agree with cloning.
Why?
I think it's unnatural, and we should leave these things to God.
But cloning could offer a means of curing diseases, and also we could have massive improvement in the agricultural industry through the technique of nuclear transfer.
Sorry, I still don't agree.
Number 8.
May I take your order?
Yes, please. I'd like lamb steak and a glass of red wine.
That is a good choice, because today is the first anniversary of the opening of our restaurant, so lamb steak is on the house.
That's great, but is the steak from Dolly, the first mammal to be cloned from adult DNA?
No, sir.
Number 9.
Alice, how's the biology midterm?
I can't say yet, but I'm hoping for a good score.
Really? Did you answer question number 5 about human stem cells?
Yes, I heard about cloning from my father yesterday. It was lucky, just before the exam.
Can you tell me about cloning and stem cells?
Sure.
Number 10.
Don't show off, Danny.
Sorry, but I just wanted to tell you about cloning technology. Many genetic scientists have researched animal cloning, and they believe the technique of cloning animals can affect the production of GMO. However...
There you go again!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tomorrow, we'll have a history test. I'm not good at biology, but I'm good at history. The tables will be turned.
Well, remember the proverb, he who laughs last laughs loudest.
Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 11, 12, and 13. In conclusion, should human cloning be permitted? The pros and cons of cloning have been debated for a long time. I believe that human cloning research may result in the discovery of a cure for diseases and the growing of human organs. I have already told you many reasons why cloning should be legal, and I hope you have gained a better understanding of this remarkable new procedure. The evidence I have presented is certainly more than enough to support human cloning. However, my strongest argument is the look of pain and anguish on the face of parents who have just lost a child. I think that if human cloning can save the life of just one of these children, then it's a worthwhile endeavor. Well, class, I'll give you an assignment about the history of cloning technology. Please research cloning technology, and next class, give a presentation about it. Let's call it a day. Numbers 14, 15, and 16.
What do you think about human cloning? Do you think it should be allowed? Would identities and uniqueness be lost with human cloning? Or would more harm than good be caused? Although human cloning has not been performed yet, many researchers and scientists believe that the cloning of humans is possible. However, I do not believe that human cloning should ever be permitted. I think making a clone is unethical and unfair for the clone, because many people argue that parents could have a sick child cloned, so that the clone could provide the child with tissue or organs for transplantation. This is ridiculous. I do not believe that the clone would be given a fair chance at happiness in life. If it was born to help a sick brother or sister, innocent children should not be born only for their organs and tissues to be used to save a brother or sister.